there's always been like people that work in the city and live up here or have a weekend home up here. Like that's always been a thing, but it definitely is intensified. And especially there's two counties, the twin counties on either side of the Hudson River, Columbia County and Greene County. And Columbia County has always been like a little more affluent and more like the like second where people would buy their second homes. And Greene County has been kind of more like working class rural style. But Greene County is seeing a lot of folks buy homes there. So I feel like it's just a little more of the same dynamic that has been there for a long time, where there definitely is a thing where people are like, ugh, you know, like people who have lived here for a long time are like, you know, these city people. But I also think there is a decent swath of the community that like it's not a bad thing to have more money coming into a community that is financially struggling. It has made the real estate market go totally like out of control. And I think that that is hard, you know, that there is definitely gentrification happening. And I think that that is hard for people. And then for schools, I feel like it's been this weird thing where like, when COVID hit, like a lot of schools didn't think that they would survive. And I know of like two schools in our area that closed because they, you know, they didn't think that they would survive. They didn't. And we did, that was part of our decision too, that like, we didn't, you know, we were asking our current families then, like, are you coming back? Like, are you, you know, it's March. This is when we do enrollment for the fall. Are you coming back? And everyone's like, we don't know. We don't know if we're going to have a job. We're not going to need childcare. We don't have a job, you know? But then there's like millions of new children, you know? So it's sort of been this thing where like, you know, some schools did close down, but the schools that stayed open,